Stomach.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. But dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
Get a little. Just a little patience.
Do they have Arid Extra Dry anymore?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do.
I gotta get closer to this thing.
No. You sound like a fucking champion.
No, I sound okay because I'm across that room.
So we're recording on Saturday.
Hi,
happy Saturday, folks.
Happy Saturday to
this
you.
This is so dumb. Episode 21. We're cranking these things out.
21. You know how many months that is?
Yeah.
Too far along to abort.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
How many months it is.
Yeah. Tell that to my mom.
I did. She didn't listen.
She didn't, yeah.
I was 8.
Here I am.
I was 8. I was like, just let me give you a good kick in the stomach.
Yeah, just let me push you down these stairs, please. You'd be doing the world a favor.
Oh, man. If we only knew.
So.
Yeah. So what's going on, big man?
Man.
We had a big week, huh? Why don't you start it off?
Okay.
Why don't you hook me up? You got some over there that I don't have any idea about.
I got a couple surprises for you. Okay.
Great. Is your right testicle as big as your left now?
No. That's impossible because that thing is huge.
I don't know. I brought a hammer.
We'll get to the survey results shortly.
Yeah.
First things first, I got a gift for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
This is for you, my friend.
Uh-oh.
Open this bad boy up.
What is it?
You'll see.
What is it?
You'll see. Let's contain your erection.
Holy shit. Where did you find
these?
Damn
right I found them.
Oh, my God. Inside an Amazon box are my two favorite guys. Frosted Rice Krispies. The real deal. This isn't even like the H-E-B kind. Seriously, where the fuck did you find these things?
Yeah. So you pretty much threw down the gauntlet when you're like, they're fucking not available anymore.
They are. Yeah, they're not.
Yeah. Obviously, they are because look at the expiration date.
Well, I'm afraid to. It says Cereal de Arroz and Zulato y Tostado. So it's not from, it must be from.
What's that, Chinese?
North Mexico.
Yeah, dude.
Where's the, I don't know, I can't read.
Don't worry about it. We read it. It's like sometime in 2019, dog.
For real.
You're good to go.
2019?
2019,
so it's in the future?
Yeah.
Oh, the expiration date's in the
future.
Yeah, these things are still probably made in the 70s, though.
Probably.
Dude. That is, thank you, my man.
No problem.
Look at that, Frosted Rice Krispies.
Do you know what that took me?
About
an
7 seconds.
An Amazon search.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was $3 for the Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
$10 for shipping. $10 for shipping.
Because it had to come from Manitoba. They don't make this shit here anymore.
It's true.
Look at that.
Yep.
Look at the Rice Krispies, guys.
You're
going
to be nuts deep in sweet, sweet crispy treats.
I'm going to be half drunk and passed out in a bowl of Frosted Rice Krispies. Thank you, my man.
Yeah.
What a great gift.
You know?
You're all right.
And they keep coming. I got another surprise for you.
Holy shit. Right now?
Yep. I got a text message chain I'd like you to digest.
Do you want me to read it?
You can read it, yeah, right from the top.
All right.
Okay. And I just fucked that up. Give me 1 second. Let me find this clown.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, as you're...
All right. You can read this from the top. I got it.
All right. You got it now?
Yep.
Okay. This is from JK.
That's be my brother, James Kelly.
Why are you keeping your friendship with Dave Smarco a secret? What the fuck? And then he wrote, he's my boy, Dennis. Do you even listen to the podcast? You can make dreams come true. I've listened to bits and pieces, LOL. I'll talk to him and get him on the show. Awesome. When do you want him? Oh, my God, my pants are shredded right now. We have to do some prep. We typically record Sundays or Saturdays, probably two or three weeks. Cool, Masa. Something yesterday and I was surprised. LOL. I've known Dave for 10 years. Yeah, she called me this morning and asked if you texted me. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you saying that the Dave Smarco
is BFFs with my brother Jim?
Are you fucking kidding me? We've been that close to the circle
and
we never
do? We're 1 degree of Kevin Bacon away from this fucking guy this whole time.
Shit.
Yeah.
This is totally going to work.
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
You're nervous.
I'm nervous right now.
Don't be nervous.
We're going to come up with some questions.
Yeah.
You know, my brothers are pieces of shit.
Well, at least they listen.
Avid listeners.
Yeah,
avid
they listen. My brothers, bits and pieces. Yeah, how about episode one? You would have known we fucking want Dave Smarco, you piece of garbage. 20 episodes later.
Yeah, exactly, 20 episodes later. So Dave Smarco, again, Dave Smarco, town of Arlington, Mass, fame. In my opinion, one of the pioneers of food television in the country, if not in the world.
It's true.
It's fucking A, it's true.
He was on TV before the Food Network was a thing.
Guy does not get anywhere near enough credit, and I'm gonna tell him as such.
Yeah.
When he comes on, he disappeared off the face of the map, totally. Reappeared recently as 10 a.m. this morning, East Coast time, Town Day, with the band, the Dave Sammarco band, playing Town Day in Arlington.
Can we talk, once you finish your rant, we'll talk about Town Day.
There's no rant. My only rant is my dickhead brothers, who live in the town, would not go and stand by the stage for when he got off to ask him if he would join the podcast.
How do we know he was going to be playing there? My mom sent me a thing saying, hey, here's your fucking shot.
There you go.
And then you've continued her dive into finding us Dave Sammarco and found out that, yeah, her firstborn male child.
Wow.
Buddies.
This is unbelievable.
We're going to crush that interview.
So crush it.
Oh my goodness.
A little tossy tossy, little whirly whirly in my shorts right now.
You're welcome.
Oh my God.
I told you, this is going to be a fucking episode and a half.
We need to ask for some lost tapes.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Like, yeah,
I can find his music. Unfortunately, I can find it everywhere.
Yeah,
it's not what I'm interested in.
Yeah, not that it's not good, Dave. Mm-mm. It's just we live in Texas. We hear country music.
Yeah,
not a cup of tea.
We have ears. I mean, you know.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
I like. I have eyes. I like the show.
Yeah,
I have ears. You know what I'm saying? It's no Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, who is though?
Yeah, not
if
Dave.
He was. I'd suck
if
his
he was,
dick.
We would have him in the studio.
Yeah, we would.
Live in studio, lying on that bed seductively right there. Doing
face down, ass up.
Doing the old Burt Reynolds pose the whole time.
Yep. And then I would just spit in his butthole and get ready.
Oh, lubricate that. You might not have to spit in my butthole. I am ready.
Right?
I can't fucking believe that.
Yeah.
Dave Sammarco.
Uh-huh.
Our 7 fans are going to be pumped.
We got more than that. You'll find out when I reveal the test results.
Oh.
We have a lot more than 7.
Well, why are you burying the lead? So, last episode, do you want to tell a story or you want me to do
Go
it?
Ahead, man.
Last episode.
I've given you enough this episode, I think.
You have. You're content rich, so the other 54 minutes is all mine. Last episode, little Denny revealed that Big Denny, the one that resides next to his right testicle, had some sort of alien life form living inside of it that needed to be extracted. Maybe, maybe not. So the question was, do I have surgery? This is what Dennis's penis was saying. Now, he put it up on the website. It was pushed out to the listeners. Should the testy be surgically altered? Elective surgery, for whatever fucking reason, you left it up to everybody listening.
I don't remember telling everyone it was an elective surgery.
I do. I said it was an elective surgery. You don't have to have it done, do you?
No, I do not have to have it done unless it bothers me. But like the doctor said, I'm working with some thighs.
Yeah.
So he can understand why it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, thunder thighs. So
thunder thighs.
All right, so you posted the survey.
Yep.
On the TISD site.
Yep. And on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
The anticipation's killing me. Let's give me it.
You got a drum roll for me or what?
You ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
75% of the listeners.
Yes.
Are complete fucking assholes.
They want you to do it.
They want me to do it.
Yeah, they
75%.
Holy shit. That's
of our listeners.
That's overwhelming.
It is. Do you know what else is overwhelming? The amount of people who voted.
Really?
Yeah.
Give it to me.
16.
16?
16.
That's twice as many as I thought we had.
I know.
Wow. Was I one of them?
Probably. I hope so.
I think I was.
Which way did you vote?
I voted
you
yes.
You asshole.
I voted yes.
You asshole. So, this was a surprise to the old wife.
Yeah.
And she's like, what the fuck are you doing leaving this into people's hands? And I said, listen.
They're never going to want me to get my testicles.
Yeah. I was like, come on. They're on Team Denny.
How could you not? You didn't lay it up like, I don't want to do it, but I'll leave it up to you guys.
No.
Because then it would have been 100%.
No, because, you know, getting testicle surgery is something that everyone wants to do.
No. It's not.
No shit.
No,
that's why
not.
I thought it was.
It's not.
It was implied.
Oh,
don't,
man.
Don't fuck with my nuts.
Holy cow.
Yeah. What the fuck? See, that was how hard my nuts.
Excuse me. Yeah, hit. I don't know why I have to slap it on the table like that. It's kind of annoying. Man. All right, so when's surgery?
Surgery will have to be in the beginning of next year for
FSA?
Insurance purposes.
You
gotta
slot some FSA down?
Yes.
What's elective nut surgery cost these days?
I haven't even gotten the price, but if I had to guess,
yeah.
What, $8,000-$10,000?
Not your deductible. What, you're gonna have to pay $10,000?
I mean, you haven't seen the size of this thing.
No way.
Yeah, take at least a team
of
highly trained assassins.
I wouldn't even pay $800 to get that removed. I would just live with it.
Okay, that's what I'll do then.
You should just do that. People will call you a liar.
It's true. They call me a liar.
They call you a liar because you said you were going to do it.
Yeah, do you know what I call them?
What's that?
Fucking assholes for voting for me to get
dicks.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I can't wait till we post a picture of that thing.
Like post-surgery? Yeah.
I'm gonna do a busted sack. I'm gonna break in there and do some selfies.
Just your face next to my bloody ball.
Some testicle selfies. Oh man, that's awesome. Sweet.
That's awesome.
Sweet.
Fuck yeah.
We're having testicle surgery. I wonder if we can mic up the doc.
Maybe.
Oh, it'd be so great.
What if the doc was Dave Sammarco?
What if? As he's feeling your nuts.
Yeah.
Tossy tossy, whirly whirly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tossy tossy it. salad.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I'm listening to this podcast called Dr. Death. It's a podcast essentially about a neurosurgeon who
epilepsy patients?
No, back surgeon. So he deals with like
you got that problem too. So.
I big time have that problem. So I started listening to this thing and he's a very smart guy, but basically conned his way through. He never did any surgeries or something like that. So he was fucking people up, like leaving screws in people. He killed like 3 women. He left.
And he's out and ready to do podcasts.
He's out and ready to go. We're gonna get him. His name's Christopher Dunch. Next second guest,
Dunch.
So I'm listening to this podcast and I've already been, you know, I was like, hey, maybe I'll get some surgery done. No, never.
No.
Never, ever, ever am I going. The first episode, they were describing how he basically was getting into an argument with one of the nurses, male nurse, nothing wrong with that.
Nurse.
Over, he basically killed a patient.
On the operating table?
No, she like left and she was dying.
Yeah.
And then he had another surgery. So he's in the operating room. And the nurse comes in and says, hey, you know, your patient is like dying over here. And he's like, oh, it's fine. I'm going to do like a craniotomy. I'm going to take out a piece of her brain to let the swelling out. And the nurse was like, we don't have any of the equipment in here. And he's like, I'll use whatever the fuck I, you know, whatever I need to get that fucking skull open.
You're going to chisel on a hammer, you pussy?
So the nurse is like, you can't do it. He's like, I'll show you. And leaves the person that he's operating on with the spine exposed is how they put it. And I immediately like fucking shuddered. And I was like, oh my God, that's absolutely going to happen to me. I'm going to end up being Jerry in a wheelchair.
It'll just be me with my testicle exposed. The doctor's like, I'm going to go work on this guy's brain.
Exactly. This guy, I'm going to take his clitoral hood off.
Clitoris. That's
so
a
anyway,
myth.
It was so now I'm determined I'm going to start doing yoga.
Really?
Yep. 100%. I was toying with the idea. Now I got to do it because I can't have surgery. My back is all jacked up. So
I got to say, yoga is supposed to actually work and work wonders.
This is what I hear.
Yeah. I don't.
Did you see that episode with of Joe Rogan's podcast where he had Diamond Dallas Page on?
Yep.
DDPY.
Yeah.
And you see the video where that dude started like running?
Yeah. I saw that guy. I saw that years ago. And I still was like, nah, not for me.
No, I'm doing it.
You should do it. Definitely.
I'm going to start doing wind sprints out front of your house. Eventually,
yeah.
You're going to come out and be like, oh,
dude,
I
go
thought
home.
You couldn't play basketball anymore. And I'll be like, I can't. I can only do fucking wind sprints.
Yeah.
And I'm doing like, you know.
I don't understand.
I'm doing the 40-yard dash in like 3
minutes.
I was
like, go home. You have kids. Go home.
No, I'm just doing wind sprints. Check it out.
Dude, you've been here 3 days.
Fly pattern. Throw me a ball.
Well, hey, I don't know if you meant to do this or not, but we took some suggestions for jokes on Twitter.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And yoga was one of them.
It was. Well, goat yoga. Goat yoga.
Yeah, we kind of stretched that out a little bit.
So, I don't know if resent is what I'm looking for, but yeah. I'm kind of resenting throwing it out there. I mean, I like, you know, I like the idea of getting ideas from people for premises for jokes.
But you don't like the actual premises and ideas they give you.
Not really. No. What were the other ones? We had goat yoga.
I think, it was Betsy Ross and her promiscuous.
Betsy Ross is a whore.
Yeah.
And marriage. Okay. Marriage was the other one, right? Marriage.
Take my wife, please.
Low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
Like my.
Like my nuts.
Like your nuts. Exactly. I didn't say.
Very low.
I didn't say, yeah. Sack breaking. All right. You want to go first?
So fuck yeah.
These are jokes that were written. I think we determined it. What day did we determine it?
Well, Wednesday. Yesterday.
Oh, yeah. We just wrote them.
I wrote them today. I don't know what you did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Been writing them all week. So I'm a pro. All right. Why don't you go first? You go first and I'll jump in after. All
right, big dog. Let's do this. Like most men, I got into yoga for two reasons. Hot chicks in yoga pants. And to get flexible enough to give myself a blowjob. My instructor told me the only way to get to that point was practice. I still can't touch my toes, but I can suck a mean dick. I'm the most popular guy in my class.
Oh my god. All right. That's good stuff.
Okay.
Ready? Yoga pants are like uncircumcised penises. They hug the skin, they come in funny colors, and when you roll them down, it can be horrifying to look at.
That's a good one. It's your best one so far.
It's, yeah, ever.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, big time. Go ahead.
You ever hear of goat yoga? I tried it recently. Don't know why everyone got so mad at me when I folded my goat in half. Probably all the blood that came out of it. That goat was not flexible. It was goat yoga.
Oh my god. Oh, that's good stuff. I can't. These ones are more like Jerry Seinfeld-esque, so I'm not going to beat that one. Yoga was invented by people who could only exert enough exercise to get into a good stretch.
Period. That was really good.
I know. It's supposed to be energy. I don't know why I wrote exercise. That's why I failed.
Yeah. No, I felt it in multiple arenas.
No, that was it. All right, go ahead. You're up.
I follow the teachings of the great yogi Bikram, the creator of Bikram Yoga. That means I fuck all my students. I teach elementary school.
Oh, no. No.
What do you mean, no?
I know, it's easy for me to say because I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Nah, dude. Come
dude,
on.
Dude, that's...
That was funny.
That's
I teach elementary school. People who think yoga is exercise must also think heating up water constitutes cooking a full meal. Because it's just warming up.
Oh.
All you know is warming up before. Yeah,
it's calisthenics.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. One and two and.
Yeah.
All right, you're go ahead.
That was it for me.
All right, ready? I got one more.
Okay.
See, I'm slaying you right now.
No.
Yoga. CrossFit for the chronically lazy. Hey, I only have a couple days to work on this. 1 out of 4 is pretty good for me.
It is, yeah.
1 out of 4 is pretty good. These are other good premises.
You didn't fold up any goats in yours, but whatever.
No, I didn't fold up any. That's fucking great. But I bet, you know what? I bet Brian Regan would like these.
You think so?
Yeah. Sure.
Why not?
I'm trying to do my Brian Regan. I'm trying to do my Brian Regan impression.
That's pretty good.
Not bad. Yoga. CrossFit for the chronically lazy.
You lost me there.
Oh, man.
Love it.
Really?
Yeah, keep those terrible premises coming.
Keep them coming. If you want to hear 1 out of 4 shitty jokes on this side of the table, you keep those stuff coming. I can't believe we didn't do marriage.
Marriage.
I have nothing funny about marriage.
No, you're in a constant state of misery in real life because of it.
Misery.
Was that a song that you just made up? Because it was like, here I am, rock you like a hurricane.
Misery.
Misery like a misery. Hey.
My last full of... Anyway. So, yeah.
So far, let's just wrap up.
Let's wrap it up.
Let's just recap.
Recap.
That's what I meant to say. Yeah, what we've done so far.
Yeah.
It's been fucking awesome so far.
So far, it's been awesome.
So far, we have talked big fucking surprises. Frosted Crispy Treats.
Frosted Rice Krispies.
Dave Sammarco is on the hook. We just got to reel that sucker in.
Yes.
Yep.
In fact, I just got a text from my brother that said, Kathy, hook you up with Sammarco.
What?
That piece of shit. laying it off on somebody else.
Laying it off on my poor, poor mother. Like, she doesn't have enough on her plate. Taking care of other people's kids.
This dingus doesn't have anything to do with his life.
Yeah. He doesn't have anything to do with whose life?
I'm a fire chief.
Super
important.
Yeah, I climb ladders and stuff.
Cats and trees and everything. Yeah.
Is he busy right now because of all, like, they got to have them. For those who don't know, Massachusetts, the shittier part of Massachusetts is blowing up right now.
Yeah.
Because of gas lines.
Well, I don't think Andover's shitty anymore. No one around there is shitty anymore.
I think Lawrence is part of that, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, Lawrence is shitty.
Yeah, it's shitty. Yeah, let that place blow up, right?
Oh, fucking A.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a gas, I guess the pressure in the gas lines was too big. Or too heavy in those. Yeah. Holy shit. I got like a lake of phlegm
of
in my
gas.
Mouth right
yeah.
now.
You're too gassy too.
I am. So the gas pressure was too high and houses were just like exploding.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
It's like 100
Nobody
fires
died.
Right now.
Nobody died. Houses exploded.
Yeah. Do you
Where
know why?
People?
Yeah. Because like I said, chicks from Boston are tough. They can take a punch.
They're like, what the fuck?
Dude, my fucking house exploded.
Fucking house. I just turned on the burner. Dude,
yeah. I was trying to heat up a fucking hot dog, and my fucking house exploded.
Who knew I was reheating a Big Mac? I turned the fucking gas on. Next thing you know, ba-whoosh.
Lucky I was America runs on Dunkin's because that's where I was when it happened.
I'm flying through the air like a TD pass from Brady to Gronk. This is fucking unbelievable.
I called Fitz and Sully. I was like, you're not going to fucking believe it.
This fucking gas line went yard with me.
I took a wicked digger down my stairs.
The fucking things are gone. I thought you told me. Sully, you told me if you put those stairs in, they'd be here forever. The fucking stairs were the first things to go.
You loser.
You fucking zero. People don't use the term zero enough.
Yeah, let's bring it back.
You fucking zero.
You fucking zilch.
You're a big old fucking goose egg. Yeah, that's not cool. So, yeah. No.
He's not busy doing that stuff?
Yeah, no. I don't know how many alarms that was, but no.
They said 100 houses are on fire.
Yeah, but nobody gives a shit. It's fucking
that was on Facebook.
100 houses are on fire.
Yeah.
Nobody died, though.
That's crazy.
The hurricane,
people are dying left and right. I saw a video of fucking dolphins swimming down the street.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Was it Dan Marino?
No, it was the fucking Laces Out.
The dolphins with lasers on them.
Laces out, yeah.
For real? There were fucking dolphins there?
Yeah. Like going down a street that was just flooded.
Dude, that's fucked up.
That's awesome. I would have rode one.
I think they were
to safety.
Imagine that. You just look, you're like, I've
just
fucking
I'm doing it.
I'm riding a dolphin. Flipper, move your ass.
Yeah, let's do this.
Let's go. Go to the Circle K. Let's go fucking rob some people. A dolphin.
Would you? Nah, see.
Would I go crazy and rob people?
Yeah, you wouldn't.
No. No way. I'm a humanitarian. I'm a preserver of the small business.
Oh, you be the guy with the...
Best Buy?
With the army fatigues on, standing outside with a baseball bat, like, 100%, not this place, son.
100%. What are those guys called?
Moving on.
The Purple Berets.
The Guardian Angels.
Fucking A. I'd be a guardian angel.
Yeah, you would. Yeah.
And every other motorcycle group would just come and just beat the shit out of
they
me.
They look at you and they'd be like, hey, hands up. You'd be like, I can't. Stop it.
Hold my hands up.
Don't make fun of me.
I'm issuing you a stern warning.
I remember I almost fought a kid once. It was at the Boys and Girls Club in Arlington.
Yeah.
And like we're on the basketball court. We're fucking around. And the kid goes, that's it. I challenge you to a game of one-on-one.
No, sir.
Yeah. That's how you wanted to squash the beef.
Really?
Yeah.
Just kick him right in the neck.
I just
wailed on him.
Punched him in the face.
You were like, yeah. I was going to walk away.
Yeah. You had to say that. You had to challenge me. And now look at where we are.
Oh, man.
I challenge you to a game of one-on-one.
What was going to happen? Like, and you can never show up again.
Yeah. And then these courts are mine.
For the rest of the afternoon.
Yeah.
But I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just the same. Do you have 75 cents for a Snickers?
By the way, that guy at the front desk is molesting me. Hashtag true story. That really happened.
By the way, I played one-on-one with him, and I lost. I lost big time.
He won.
Oh, man. Over and over again. Super sweet. No, I don't even know.
Yeah.
I didn't even ask him if he was involved in that.
Yeah.
In fact,
you're a good brother.
I sent him. So both two of them are firefighters.
Yeah, yeah.
One of them has a real job though. But the other two are firefighters. So yeah. I texted them and said, "Hey, something stinks in Andover." And I got nothing back.
Yeah.
Because gas leaks are
stinky.
They smell.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's what kind of gas doesn't have any.
Say it was the burning corpses. Small children, you asshole.
It might have been. I thought Massachusetts was supposed to get some of that Florence, but I guess not.
Yeah, that's what they need. They put out the fires.
From the gas?
Yeah.
I don't think water puts out a gas fire.
Well, cutting up the gas and then putting out flames.
Electrical fire, that's what it doesn't put out.
I'm pretty sure it wouldn't put out a gas fire either if it's pressurized.
What kind of fire would it put out? Wood?
No, it put out the fire in my heart.
Yeah.
The fire that burns bright in my heart.
In my heart.
My heart, man.
I had a, I was heating up a waffle this morning. It caught on fire.
Are you serious?
Yeah, totally.
100%. In a toaster?
Yeah. So I cooked.
Eggo?
No, these were ones I made.
Oh, like Belgium?
Yeah. So I made them and then we froze them. And so I defrosted them, threw them in there for the Ninos.
Yep.
And I like mine a little extra crispy. So I took theirs out. I left mine in.
Forgot about it.
I guess I forgot about it because the fucking all of a sudden the smoke just starts billowing out of the toaster oven and the thing is literally on fire.
Do you eat it still?
Yeah.
That's how you are.
I love
just
it.
Like meh.
What am I gonna waste one?
Yeah.
It's just fuel. It's just fuel.
Yeah.
All right. It's like eating a piece of charcoal after you've had too much to drink and the cops need to pump your stomach.
Yeah.
Put some charcoal in there.
Yeah.
I just throw in some Belgian waffles.
You mean the jizz that you drank? They had to pump your stomach.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like Richard Gere. Richard. You just didn't. I know he had a gerbil in his ass. No, it was Little Kim, right? Who did you hear had to get their pummock stomped?
Maybe pummock stomped.
That's what I said. I fucking meant it when I said it.
Pummock stomped.
Because you're so much older than me.
Was it Little Kim? Yeah, I'm so much older than you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was Charlie Chaplin. they used the town crier to go around the street.
Yeah.
Have you heard of
those? Yeah, he.
Charlie Chaplin's face isn't the only thing that's white now. He coated his stomach with semen. Chuck Chaplin. Rest in peace.
Chuck. Yeah. R.I.P.
R.I.P., dog. R.I.P. all right. Did I send this one to you or did you send it to me? Vampire facials?
I believe you sent it to me.
So.
And I was glad you did.
Yeah. Vampire facials is just from the statement alone, vampire facials is great. So there was a,
there's a new craze in town, folks.
Totally new craze. However, be careful because it might give you AIDS. So the title, or the headline said, vampire facial may have exposed spa clients to HIV, New Mexico health officials say. So when I first read this, all I saw was Mexico. I didn't know it was New Mexico. And then I was like, why are they saying Albuquerque? That's not in Mexico. So anyway, the vampire facial is when they take blood from you, spin it to take all the plasma out of it, I think, right? And then they just inject it back in your face like in little pricks.
I don't know. For the pictures I saw, it looked like they were just smeared it on your face.
Here, let me see if I can find it.
It's like PRP treatment. PRP treatment.
All right, ready? This is how it works. It involves drawing a person's blood, hence the name. Quote, the blood is then centrifuged, meaning it's processed in a centrifuge machine where it's spun around real fast. Ooh, that's professional, says Dr. Ali. Next, the plasma is then extracted. The plasma is what has all the nutrients, growth factors, and proteins. It's then layered on top of the face and injected into the skin using a tool called a microneedling pen.
Yeah, so you get a blood tattoo, pretty much.
Yeah, and apparently with this blood tattoo, we forgot to sterilize our equipment. Because imagine getting that phone call.
Yeah. Oops.
Oops. I did it again.
I gave you some AIDS,
and now you're on life support. So anyway, vampire facial. So the challenge went out. Come up with some slogans for the business that gives the vampire facial.
Hell yeah.
Hells to the yeah. All right. Let's see.
Will you first, if you'd like.
All right, you ready? Vampire facials. When filling your face with botulism doesn't make you enough of an absolutely horrifying monster.
They do that. That's fucked.
It totally is.
Vampire facials. Free used tampon tea with every visit. Vampire facials.
That's gross. All right. If this was like an Asian spa, this is what this would be. At, you know what I mean? Like an Asian like nail place? That's what I was thinking. Like an Asian nail place. And it would be at Monster Dong's Spa Rejuvenation. Ah, fuck. All right, ready?
Monster Dong's?
Yeah, Monster Dong's. It's a big place.
Yeah, you know.
All right, so anyway, we offer vampire facials, wolfman bikini waxes, and don't forget our Loch Ness Monster rejuvenation treatment.
I was trying to think of different monsters, too, like what I could do. I was like, there's the wolfman. I was like, who else is there? Like zombie? I'm like, nah, this isn't going to work. Vampire facials. It's just a bit of Dracula jizz. Vampire facials.
It's just a bit of Dracula. All right, that was the only slogan one I have. So there was a joke
I got one more slogan.
All right, go. You want to do? Well, I got a joke. You want to do slogan?
Let's finish up the slogan so you can do the joke.
All right. Slogan me.
Vampire facials. We only use the freshest blood of the homeless. Vampire facials.
That one's okay. All right, ready?
It's no Wolfman.
This one is like it tells you what a vampire facial is. Like, what's a vampire facial? Vampire facial.
Is this an Urban Dictionary?
You're going to hate this.
I already do.
This is going to be so good. Vampire facial. Upon completion, your paramour bites your cock and spits in your face.
Your paramour, huh? Is that like a doppelganger? Did you use a thesaurus to find that one?
Yeah, doppelganger. Yeah. Your paramour bites you in it. I thought it was better than just saying like, when your boyfriend bites you in the cock and spits in your face.
I disagree.
You think it would be better if I did that?
Why would my boyfriend bite me in the cock? He loves me.
Well, you know, you're into different shit. You like the vampire facial.
Yeah.
You got to go with it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm just like that you went to boyfriend.
Sorry.
Right away. You didn't say girlfriend, you said boyfriend.
Well, when I wrote it, it was boyfriend because I thought that was a little more interesting. You'd think I'd say girlfriend.
Yeah, I would.
Because I'm trying to misdirect you, but really.
Oh, we know. The real reason.
I'm all about the Benjamins.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of, I just lined up a bunch of dudes named Benjamin.
Benjamin Netanyahu, you're first up in line.
I got Netanyahu'd. Oh, shit. That's good stuff.
Do you have another joke, or is that it?
No.
Would you consider that a joke, or?
Yeah, that's a good joke.
Oh, okay.
A vampire facial, when someone bites you in the dick and spits in your face?
Yeah.
Upon completion?
Yeah. But you said your paramour. That ruined the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, what if I was like, very... upstanding comedian. What if I was Paul Tompkins?
Yeah. Hello, folks.
Hello. Anywho. Sorry. Hey, I
accept it.
I'm sorry. I did pretty good this week. I had a couple of
fucking zingers.
Couple of fucking gems. I didn't make fun of any homeless people like you did, though.
Yeah.
Dick.
Who did I make fun of last week? I think I said one word that I shouldn't have. I think I said retard last week.
You did say retard.
I did. Felt bad about it.
Did you?
Yep.
The whole week?
No, just when you said, oh, dude, you said retard. I'm like, ah, well, I can't be fucking perfect all the time, can I?
Nope, that's your one flaw.
Yeah.
You hate retards.
No, I love retards. I want to do like that guy, that news article you sent me.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
He didn't pretend to be retarded, you moron.
What do you pretend to be?
Down syndrome.
Dude.
Come on.
Okay.
You're so
fucking am I an asshole?
Yeah,
to
you
think
really
that
are.
Someone with Down syndrome is considered retarded?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
It's way different.
It's just another fucking poll that's coming out.
It's way different.
I disagree. Tweet us. This is on SoDumb_podcast. If you think that a person with Down syndrome is not considered retarded.
Were you going to say a retard?
No.
You're such a dick.
I'm not.
Oh, man.
Listen.
I'm Googling this right now. You know what? I'll Google it in a minute. I'm so pissed right now.
Is a person with Down syndrome considered retarded?
You're not allowed to say retarded.
Here's what I found on the web for is a person with Down syndrome considered retarded?
Siri? You too?
Siri, how dare you?
Oh my God. Steve Jobs.
Performance of retarded children with and without Down syndrome.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. A retarded child with Down syndrome or a retarded child without Down syndrome.
Okay. So a person with Down syndrome is considered retarded.
No, you just missed the whole point of that.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, there's more categories of retarded.
A person considered mentally disabled, retarded, right? It said someone who's retarded with Down syndrome, someone who's retarded without Down syndrome. I really feel like we're overusing the word retarded right now.
What do you want to say, retard instead?
No. All right. Arizona retard fakes having Down syndrome.
What?
Sorry. So
that can't be what it says.
Yeah, it's on Fox News. Arizona man fakes having Down syndrome, hires women to bathe him and change his diapers.
Yeah.
This is a segment I would like to call American Hero.
I agree.
This guy. First of all, okay. All
right, it's horrible what he did.
No, I'm going to say.
No, I mean, he could pull
believable.
It off. He could pull it off.
It's fucking believable.
For sure he could pull it off.
An Arizona man. Yeah, we already went there.
Yeah, that's from Arizona.
Paul Anthony Menchaka. Why does everybody have three names? So when I get found, like, you know, here's a guy who's serially raping raccoons.
Yeah. Shaky Will.
Shaky Will Kelly.
Okay.
What? That's three first names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not going to use your last name when you say it?
No. No. Huh.
That makes no sense.
As a side note, this has nothing to do with this conversation. I might be the stupidest fucking person alive.
As a side note, I agree. I was looking at you like,
what are you doing?
What are you doing?
I don't know. Who cares?
All right. Hey, how about this? Say it again. And then we'll just cut that other part out.
Hey, I might be the stupidest person alive.
No. I agree with that part.
Okay. Let's just move on.
Okay.
Paul Anthony Menchaka of Gilbert, Arizona was arrested on fraud and sexual abuse charges. So I read this one because I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
This guy basically pretended to be his own mother, called up these caregivers and said, hey, my son needs help. Am I wrong in reading that he needs help going to, he had them meet them at restaurants and then help him go to the bathroom at a restaurant.
Yes. He also had them bathe them.
Yes, he absolutely did.
Yes.
And he had them, as his mom, he called them up and said, and if he soils himself, you need to discipline.
Yeah. So This guy, he's a criminal mastermind.
And you know what the best part is? Three caregivers, all women, were hired to care for him at various points in time, with the first woman saying she bathed and assisted him 30 times.
Yeah. This guy's
got commitment.
Yeah. He's gotten away with it, and he's like, I'm sick of this one. Let's get a new broad.
This guy is Sir Patrick Stewart level acting.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
He's the Picard of the Millennium
Falcon.
Is that a thing?
Boy, you should have gone with Professor X.
He wasn't in a wheelchair, so I couldn't.
He's the Professor X of pooping in his own drawers.
He does mess himself in his drawers. That's part of his whole kink. People are fucked up, huh?
Listen to this. The man's parents told investigators that he does not have Down syndrome.
Yeah.
Shocker.
But then he said,
and in a video, he claimed that he has special needs and a low IQ. Quote, my mom and dad both have the paperwork to prove that, and started to talk about my dad getting some help and getting me a counselor, Menchaca told the judge. I think this guy should get off. He's out.
Oh, he got 17th. Off. He got off.
I know.
I pooped myself. Now spank me.
I'm so naughty.
Change my diaper and spank me.
That's not one of my deals. Again, I'm on record.
Loving trans women.
That's not true.
No, you're on record of that.
Specific ones.
Okay.
I find them attractive.
Okay. I haven't met one that you haven't liked, but okay.
Bruce.
Caitlin.
BJ.
Caitlin.
Oh, sorry. Caitlin.
You fucking asshole.
Well, I don't. Not my deal. Not my jam. So I go with Bruce.
Chicka-chicka.
So I'm selective. Let's just say that. My predilections have a bend towards the unusual. Sure.
Why not?
Pooping in a diaper and pretending like I need help cleaning myself is not one of my jams.
No, you don't pretend. Hey, when you had those surgeries.
Yeah.
Did you need help cleaning yourself?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. After the second time when I broke my arm.
Yeah.
And I dislocated my right shoulder. I could just throw it out at will.
Yeah.
Shaky will.
Which will?
So then for like a week, I couldn't move my arms. Had to get my butt wiped.
That's so gross.
I know. It's horrific.
Well, when the wife had her surgery on her shoulder,
yeah,
she could wipe with the other arm. But I remember right after surgery, we had to bathe her. And me and the mother-in-law had to put her in the shower together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was very awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With your mother-in-law?
Yeah.
There?
It's like, who's going to wash her vagina?
Oh.
Guess what? It was me with my tongue.
It was you.
While her mom watched.
Yeah, I was going to say you probably Bronskied her.
Yeah. It's like, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, yeah, check it out. She won't know. She's all drugged up.
She's all drugged up.
No, I had the kids do it. They were young at the time.
Yeah, that didn't scar them.
No, they didn't even remember.
No.
I don't think so.
You haven't asked them.
I don't think so.
But they haven't talked to you since, so.
Now, one of them
who would know?
45 minutes on the can, so maybe that's it. I don't know. What am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to ask him? Hey, remember the time when you had to wipe my butt? Did that scar you?
Yeah. No. Well, how about it scarred me every time I wiped your butt growing up, you little shit?
Exactly.
Yeah. I hear you. Fucking right here. Pound it, bro.
Pound it. The older one wore a diaper till he was 4.
Really?
Refused.
Like,
steadfastly refused to poop in the toilet.
Like, at all times?
No, he would come home and be like, hey, I got to take a dump.
My daughter's 2 and doing that right now.
He would come. Yeah, your daughter's 2. 4.
Almost 3.
4.
She'll be 3 next month.
Full-fledged conversations like, hey, how was your day, Dad?
Yeah.
You know, like, you got the game on tonight? We're going to wipe me, you fucking zero. Zero.
My son is going to be 5. He's still like, he's like, yeah, I wiped, but, you know, you need to come back clean up.
Come check it out.
You need to back clean up, my friend.
You need to check it out.
Yeah.
That's why the bidet is such a good idea.
Oh, man, next house, I'm doing it all out with the toilets.
I love taking the head off and getting up under there. Feels good.
You just love squirting in your mouth?
Not my mouth. Come on. No. Well, okay, a little bit of my mouth. Just a little wiggle it.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, this guy's fucking crazy.
Yeah. He It's such a weird thing, like the diaper stuff. Like, what happened to him?
Yeah, why would that be your deal? I wonder if you wear like a, one of those baby hats too.
Like a bonnet?
Like a rattle.
A bonnet? A rattle and a bonnet.
Gaga goo goo. Blow me.
Gaga goo goo. You gotta wave through my pubes.
Little baby Daryl's got a lot of pubic hair. Yes, you do.
Ooh.
Gucci Gucci.
Gucci Gucci jism.
Oh, man. That's gross, dude.
No.
Come on.
It's the goo. Gucci Gucci goo all over you.
Gucci Gucci goo all over you. All right. You want to do some celebrity douche?
Hell yeah.
All right. First of all, let's do a tie-in with your boy Norm MacDonald over there.
Yeah.
Boy, he tried to backpedal his way out of a little Me Too conversation.
What, like I just tried to do?
Exactly. Have you seen his new show?
It's so funny that all this shit is coming on and he's got a new show. It's like...
Classic Norm.
I know. He's going to fuck himself out of this show.
Yeah, exactly.
I have not watched it. I've been balls deep in Iron Fist 2.
Are you serious?
I'm getting iron fisted.
Fist?
I'm getting iron fisted, my dog.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, is it
the first season was terrible.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Because
the Asian chick that he's with is she just does it for me.
Who
I
is
like
it?
Her.
What's her name?
I don't know her name in real life, but her name is Colleen on the show.
All right. Asian Colleen.
Wait a minute. This is gonna go wrong.
Iron Fist. Yeah,
don't do Iron Fist Asian Colleen because that's gonna take you to a different website altogether.
I'm legit just going to type in Asian Colleen. Let's see what happens. Should I turn Safe Search off?
Nope. Keep it on. Wait a minute. No, turn it off. I forgot what happened.
It says Asian twerking.
Ooh.
Oh, there's images of Asian Colleen. I mean, this is legit.
That's a thing?
But they're all white girls. Look at Asian Colleen. They're all white girls.
Oh, my goodness. They're all Asian, though.
No. What? Oh, that girl's Asian?
No.
That girl's Asian.
Okay, how about the first fucking, the second, third, fourth one?
Is she an actor or a singer right there?
Both of them. She's Colleen Mandelbolt.
Colleen Mandelbolt. Anyway, oh, this has got to be her then right there, right? This girl?
Yep.
Tank top?
Yep.
Mean look?
Yep.
Good at math?
Most likely. You fuck.
What? It's in the picture.
You tricked me on that one.
I don't know that there's a well, that's not true. I still watch Modern Family from time to time. I don't know that there's a girl attractive enough to make me want to watch Iron Fist.
Which one does it for you on Modern Family?
I wonder. Manny.
No, is it Sofia Vergara?
Yeah.
Dude, she is out of this world.
She is.
Yeah.
If there's one thing that's wrong with her,
it's her voice.
She's got like a smile. She looks like the Joker. Like her mouth opens way too wide.
She needs it to open wide to get one of these nuts in there.
Hint,
it's my left one.
Which one? Let me look again.
Let me try and fit it in my mouth and see. You're not going to trick me again with that. Fool me once.
Fool me twice.
You're not going to fool me a third time.
I told you. I'm on record as Saturday nights. My curfew was like at 11 o'clock when I was a junior or sophomore. I forget which one. Probably when I was a junior. I was a loser. Had to be home by 11. I would get home by 11. 11 o'clock, Austin City Limits, the music thing would come on.
Yep.
During the ads, I would switch over to Sabado Gigante.
Yeah.
And that's where she was on.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't even know that.
Big time. And then completion. Saturday Night Live, right at 11:35. Yeah. By that time, I'm done.
Yep. Right on to Anna Gasteyer.
Crusty on my
yep.
belly.
Yep.
Nice little. That was back when you had to like use the VCR too.
Really?
Yeah. Set the VCR. I fucking love Saturday Night Live. I loved it.
Who was on when you were in high school?
Mike Myers. So it was Wayne's World. Like Wayne's World was the big one. Mike Myers. Phil Hartman. R.I.P.
Yeah.
We've been over this part.
Yeah.
It was a great, great cast. Great cast.
Yeah.
Back in the day when I was
young. I'm not a kid anymore.
Who sings that song?
I don't know.
Kid and Play. Nailed it.
Ain't gonna hurt nobody.
We're just dancing, baby. Oh, name three Taylor Swift songs. Go.
Shake It Off, Red.
Red?
Yeah, Red. Sing is it. Red, I don't know the fucking song, but it's the name of her album. I know it's a song. Because it was on Doug Loves Movies. Because he has a game. He has a game called, like
Screeching Halt? He fucking stole
it. Fucking thief. No, he has a game that's like name a Taylor Swift song that's also a movie title.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, swear to God. Man. Yeah. I thought I was gonna get you on this one.
Nope. And then what, Love Story?
Love Story?
Yeah.
Sing it.
This one that's like here it goes. We started out friends. Yeah, yeah.
That's Love Story?
Since you've been gone. No, that's that's Kelly Clarkson.
What are you
No, it's the one that's like
she might have wrote it.
No. He loves t-shirts. I'm a princess. That song.
One time I touched him, and then I freaked out.
Because his penis was hard.
It spit at me.
I'll tell you what. His name was Ronnie Rollback. She grew up to be pretty hot, too. She's super skinny, but I think she's hot.
No, she's too skinny.
Yeah.
She's too skinny. She writes. She's like a prolific songwriter, though. She writes.
Dude, that girl can crank out the jams.
She can. I bet she's an absolute snooze.
In the bedroom?
Just in general.
Yeah.
She must be so fucking hard to deal with.
I don't know. I think I could turn her around.
So I can't. And then bend her over. Nah.
Stick my finger in her butt.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
You
can do it. I'm fine with it.
2 weeks?
2 weeks ago?
2 weeks. I got, we're going to Circuit of the Americas. Awesome.
Did you get it?
I got that. 3 days in a row, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we get tickets.
Yeah.
Saturday's Bruno Mars. Sunday's Britney Spears.
Wait a second.
I wanna wrangle in that threesome.
Wait a minute.
I know it's gonna happen.
Who are you going with?
Who do you think?
Fucking Jimmy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You piece of shit.
How am I a piece of shit?
I was one of the first ones to go with Jimmy.
Yeah?
To F1.
No. Me and the wife bought tickets. And they bought tickets.
All right. Going to F1 is my thing with Jimmy.
First of all, I've been to F1 without either of you, so...
Exactly. Going with Jimmy is my thing.
Listen, we can fight over Jimmy all you want, but I'm going to win because he likes me better than you.
He does like you better.
Do you know why? I get them fat tits. That's why.
He just bronskies you.
He does. He gives me a honka-honka every time he sees me.
I'm apoplectic right now. I'm inconsolable.
Don't know what apoplectic means. I'm
going to
take it as an insult.
I'm going.
And I
want to
say,
I'm going to F1 on that Sunday.
You get F1,
Jimmy. You can come, maybe. But
I'll come.
I want a fucking
ticket. I'll come. Get your back ready.
Get your back into it. Get your. Have you ever seen anybody with a bullseye tattoo on their back?
Nope.
I think that would be original.
Would it?
Yeah, if you put it on the small of your back.
Yeah. What if you put it on the back of your head and then I just fucking shoot you in the head and end it for you?
Do you know what I stumbled upon? You know my obsession.
Oh, yeah.
With prison.
Murder porn?
No.
Oh.
No.
Shh. What the fuck? Sorry.
What the fuck? No. You know my obsession with prison, right?
# dark web. Yeah, of course I do. Yeah.
I stumbled upon
Which
Oz.
How long would you survive in prison?
7 hours?
I
would kill myself. I would have to kill myself. I would have to. I would not survive. I'm too good looking and too broken.
You would be broken.
I would
for
be.
For sure.
So
your
broken.
Butthole would be broken
would be,
in half.
You know what the problem is? Yeah, everyone's got to
It's the only problem for you.
Everybody starts off as a bitch.
Yeah.
Everybody does, right?
Yeah, you got to.
Unless you're like fucking yoked. I'm not yoked. So
you're yoked.
I'm going to be dressing up with pigtails and some lipstick. The problem is you can graduate from that. I wouldn't be able to graduate.
No.
I'd have to kill somebody.
Yeah, you'd be held back.
I'm too good at giving BJs.
Yeah.
My butthole
is
too... Mwah! It's really good.
Fucking just clean as a whistle.
So anyway, I stumbled upon Oz. Did you ever see that show,
of course
Oz,
I've
on
seen
HBO?
Oz. Yeah.
All right. When we were growing up, my dad loved watching Oz. Loved it.
Yep.
Every time I stumbled in the room... A lot of butt sex.
Of course. That's why you loved it.
A lot of butt sex. A lot of men kissing.
Yep.
A lot of BJs. I was not 100% comfortable with it because I'm like 13, 14 years old.
Yep. Now, as an adult, super comfortable with it.
I'm kind of interested.
you're kind of partaking in some of this stuff.
Well, no, now I understand what prison's like. I just what my
now you
want to
go. Now you're like, fucking sign me up.
Let's go. Punch my ticket.
Yeah.
I'm going to go throw a
kid. I know what you mean by
punch
your ticket.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Wink.
Yep. I saw right through that.
Holy cow, that went down the wrong way.
You were butt chugging.
What group would you join?
Me?
Yeah. The Aryans are straight edge. They kick you out. This is what I learned.
And I do dope. So
this is what I learned from watching Oz, clips of Oz on YouTube.
I would go right for Detective Stabler, wherever he is, and I'd be his bitch.
Can you believe that?
That fucking guy was the fucking tits in that show.
He was crazy.
He's fucking mental. He's awesome.
And they would mac down.
Yeah. That dude, he kisses hard.
Chris Maloney is the boss.
Yeah.
That shitty tattoo he has, though.
I would, and then I'd stumble over to Mayhem from the fucking Allstate commercials or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah, that dude.
Oh, that's right. I thought you meant the Aryan guy.
Well, he's the Irish guy. You know what I mean? Him and his brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think his brother's the one who, no, his brother's like a little off.
Were they in the IRA or something? What was that?
Something like that, yeah. They're Irish.
But they were like American Irish.
Yeah, but the brother is like, he's just like, just mental, yeah.
What were we going to say?
I wasn't going to say anything except for that.
What's wrong with him?
He's a great actor. That's all I was going to say.
You know what? You know what else he was in? Name one other thing he was in.
Good Will Hunting.
Oh, fucking A. Damn it, Dennis. You're too good at this game. You're so good.
The reason I know that is because Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, that movie, they have they stumble onto a movie set, which is Good Will Hunting 2, season, where guy comes back and he's like, "How you like? I learned all these books that you told me about. How you like them apples?" And then they pull out shotguns. Fucking so dumb.
That is so dumb.
Yeah. People thought that was the end of the episode, but nope, we're going to keep going.
No, we're going to keep going with Oktoberfest because we're drinking. This episode, courtesy of two different things. One, right now, Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
Delicious, right? They're going down smooth.
Super delicious. Yeah. So Sam Adams, in true Sam Adams form, a revolutionary by not having year-round beers.
Yeah.
So the Oktoberfest is up. Sam Summer is excellent. Oktoberfest is just as good.
Yep.
Found around here at pretty much nowhere. Total Wines, I think, and maybe Specs.
I got mine at HEB, you fuck.
Did you?
Yeah.
I couldn't find it.
And at Randall's.
I didn't look there. Yeah. I don't go shopping. I shop at 7-Eleven, so what the fuck would
I
know?
Yeah, you get taquitos.
And Slim Jims. Those taquitos sit there for fucking
days.
Ever.
Yeah, I know. So
and then
good.
Also, another sponsor call out. Man, it's building up now, isn't it? We're fucking rolling down.
I got
to
pee so bad again already.
14 Finches.
Yep.
14finches.com for all of your graphic design needs. 14finches@gmail.com. I'm stretching this out. This happened the last time.
Do you know what I'm stretching out?
Your
balls.
Yeah. You're wearing one of the shirts.
I am.
The famous Darwin doing deadlifts.
Yes, sir. It's a little snug, right?
Yeah. 14 Finches. I talked to our boys at 14 Finches. They are they're doing well.
Yeah.
They got a lot of business.
Yep.
And that's apparently the reason why they can't get the fucking shit together to get a website going.
It's good, though.
Too much business. Yeah, it is good. Good for
them. He's going to be fucking loaded one day.
Yeah, if he can get his ass off, they can fucking do anything.
He can get his ass off. So, yeah. Speaking of Jimmy Maffa, speaking of Oktoberfest, they're heading to Oktoberfest. The real Oktoberfest.
That kid
living the dream. That guy,
yeah, he really is. Cause I think he works like 100 days out of the year.
Yeah,
and the other how many? 300 days,
something like that. There's like 716 days in the year.
Oh my goodness. So
yeah, so we could definitely post the link to this news story about German people being upset with porn star type attire at Oktoberfest. So those classic lederhosen, beer wench, titties out.
Right.
You know, I guess they're...
Apparently that's disrespectful.
Yeah.
I think it's totally classy.
I thought they started. And this news article is chock full of just milky white cleavage in those...
some of it's tan.
Bavarian.
You see those steins they have right there?
I do.
So we're admiring two very intelligent...
Yeah.
Very lovely ladies.
Yeah. Look at those mugs. Look at those mugs, though.
Some crazy slutty outfits. The beer steins. So, did I ever tell you about the time I went to Munich?
Nope.
Okay. The wife and I hit the Czech Republic, went over to Munich. Munich, we were there for like maybe 36 hours. All right. This is not October. It's not Oktoberfest. It's in the summer. Summer, it was a crazy ass heat wave. It was like 104 degrees all throughout Europe. So, crazy fucking heat wave. Water, like 8 ounces of water, is probably, I don't know, five or six bucks.
Cheap.
Super cheap, right? So I am super cheap, so I did not buy any water. So we get to Munich. We head over to a beer hall. Like, it's an outside beer hall. And they serve this beer called Dunkel, which is, like, really thick, but tastes fucking delicious. And it's probably, it's got to be, like, 30 ounces of beer in these gigantic fucking steins. I killed, like, 6 or 7 of these things within, like, a four-hour period. Fucking shit-faced. Walking home, we're walking back to what we stayed in was a hostel. The hostel has no AC. Barely has a workable window to get any fucking draft through. And the sink is in the room. Bathroom's outside the room. Sink's in the room. I'm wasted. We're walking home. I'm stumbling home. I'm so drunk. I walk by this woman. She's a big woman, very voluptuous, gigantic boobs. And I say,
looks like me with long hair.
Look at the size of those boobs. And the wife says, fucking move. Let's go. So we get back to the hostel. I pass out in the bed. I wake up maybe 1 o'clock in the morning, and for the next 4 hours, I'm just throwing up like clockwork into the sink, to the point where the sink in the room gets clogged up. I then have to, my wife then says, scoop that shit out. It fucking stinks in here. So I start scooping it out, and I'm throwing up into the sink because of the smell. The next day, she wakes me up at 8 o'clock in the morning and says, we're only here for a day. I've never been here. You're not fucking ruining this for me. We're going. Bike tour, the whole thing. We got on the
bike. Bike tour.
Bike tour. So eventually I was like, I can't go another fucking inch. We stumbled upon this park. It was like a nude park. Like, you could be nude.
Ooh.
Nude people running around. Uncle Willie took that up like a fucking nobody's business. I took off all my clothes.
Yep.
I think I still had my boxers on.
You pussy.
Boxer briefs. I put my shirt over my eyes, and there's a picture of me just lying under a tree. I fucking passed out. Passed the fuck out.
You'll see that later on Instagram, folks.
If I can find it, I'm gonna send it for sure. Yeah. I tell you what I will find. After that, we went to France, and I recently found this one. I thought it would be hilarious. We went to go visit the Eiffel Tower. If I took a beret and wrote Rusty on the front of it, just like European Vacation.
Yeah, Rusty Griswold.
We got pictures. Nobody there thought it was funny. Nobody even understood it. Nobody once came up to me and said, Rusty, which is what I wanted to happen, yeah. But nobody ever did it. So.
Do you know what? That was one of the first times I saw boobs in a movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
When he's there, he gets a chick. She got some nice fucking titties.
Yeah.
Yep. Loved it.
Yeah, that was good stuff. So anyway, that's my, it's not an Oktoberfest story, but that's my close call with,
you're almost getting there. Look at those
trippy
two
looking broads.
Okay, so when we post this, just scroll through it because it is chock full of Instagram photos of chicks at,
yeah, that's
at Oktoberfest, and it's fantastic.
It's frozen. It could be frozen at a worse spot.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You can just keep it. You should set that as your backdrop on your computer.
Backdrop. Let's give a little backdrop.
Mr. Maffa and Mrs. Maffa are on their way to Oktoberfest, and the wife and I were going to join them, but we could not find anybody to watch the kids. So
I've offered.
Yeah, you're not watching my kids for a week.
Why not?
Because you wouldn't watch them for a day. So
I watched them for 4 hours one night.
Oh, shit. How was that?
I only had 3 beers after they fell asleep.
And you never offered again.
Fuck. I just offered when we... You fucking prick.
Listen to him. He's
offered when we came here, knowing full well you would not take me up on it.
Yeah, exactly. Mind you. Yeah. And they're called empty offers.
Rick Schwartz had a post. Oktoberfest, where tourists dress like... You know what? Oh, my God.
so
lonely.
Going. Yeah, I'm so lonely. I need to be touched.
Oh, man. This is
so dumb.
This is so dumb.
It is.
This is ridiculous. You guys are so
dumb. What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.